Scripture reading today is 2 Peter 10 through 12. Chapter 1, 10 through 12. That's found on page 860 of your pew Bibles. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fail. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in truth, you now have. This is the word of the Lord.
And there was this blank section for sermon. And so it went around, I think, at least once. And David said something to me when I first started here about preaching a sermon or a message. And he didn't realize what a mistake that was. So this morning, on a serious note, I can say I am so excited and proud to have Elder Dave McCullough come forward. I know that you all know him, and it has been an honor for me to get to know him over the time that I've been here. I just know this. He loves the Lord, he loves all of you, and he loves this church. And so on Session Sunday, there's no better person to have here than you. So let's give him our attention.
A little old lady was amazed at how nice the young man was next door. Every day he would help her gather her things from her car or help her in her yard. One day, the old lady finally asked the young man, "Son, how did you become such a fine young man?" The young man replied, "Well, when I was a boy, I had a drug problem." The lady was shocked. "I can't believe that." The young man replied, "It's true. My parents drugged me to church on Sunday morning, drugged me to church on Sunday night, and drugged me to church on Wednesday night." I am sure some of you can associate with this. I'm going to talk to you about three reasons why church is important. Going to church is important because of the partnership and experience. In 1 Corinthians 3, Paul is talking about he and Apollos working as a team to bring others to Christ. We should go to church not with the intention of quarreling and arguing, but to work in harmony with others. I can personally attest to this. Over the years, I have many stories of partnering with others, but one story stands out the most. My dad was moderator of the building committee 50 years ago when the Shenango Dam was coming in. So we had to relocate the church out of Clarksville. As a 9 or 10 year old at the time, I can still remember him having all those meetings. I remember him the next day saying, "You know, everything's kind of fallen into place. How between the architects of the new church, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the church members all working so hard together to get everything done before the river bottoms were flooded down here." I also remember that same year having a written ballot with 4 prospective church names on it, so we could name the new church. On the way home from church that Sunday, I was riding in the back seat with my sisters. My parents were talking about the vote. Their vote was not the one chosen. But you know, that was fine with them. They said, whatever the majority wanted, it's all about faith. After all of those years since the 1960s, we still have Faith Church. I don't know why I remember this story, but wow, what a lesson on partnering. The Bible says we are one body with many parts. How are you using your gifts to bless others? I would encourage you to use your talents, or better, just encourage others and be willing with a good attitude to help glorify God. Secondly, church is important because it is a one day of the week that we set a time to worship together. We believe the Bible, so we know there is a God. We owe him our lives. That is why the Bible teaches us in Psalm 100. So pay special attention to these words, which you've heard many times, but it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Together, we're a like-minded group. It is good for us to stay in touch and gather together for fellowship. So many times when we come to a church function, a meeting, Sunday school, or church service, usually on the way home, you say, wow, I'm glad I put forth the effort to come. It makes you feel good to come together with people of similar faith and beliefs and to hear about their daily lives. It takes discipline. Personally, it seems the older you get, the more you yearn to come to church every Sunday possible and do your daily devotions, praising God. So many things in your life takes discipline. I have a personal story to help illustrate this. This is a story of complete discipline. I was walking up a mountain in Forest County. I was probably about 20 years old. It was late summer. I neared the top of the mountain. I could hear all sorts of leaves rustling just on the other side. It sounded like an army of something. I wasn't too sure what. It didn't sound quite like a deer, but I could not tell. So I sneaked to the top, and I peeked over among the big oak trees, and there stood a bear to my right, tearing apart an old stump, probably looking for grubs or something to eat. Then to my left was three cubs, and I still remember them just rolling around like puppy dogs. And I was mighty excited, because you don't see bears every day. She kept working my way, and I started thinking, ooh, mama bear to my right, cubs to my left, this could have a bad ending. I was kind of stuck there. So I took a step from behind the big oak tree. She saw me and immediately stood on her back legs and gave out a woof. And I've never seen like it since, but those three cubs that were playing went to the closest trees. They didn't do any scurrying around and straight up the trees. The bark was flying, they were crying, they were whimpering, and they went up so high. And she just stood there and stared at me the whole time. And whatever the danger sound she had made to those cubs, which they never did see me, was amazing. Somehow she had taught those young cubs to never doubt or question her. This is true discipline. Now for the rest of the story, I backed out of there, and then I ran down the mountain, the river, as fast as I could. But seriously, the Bible talks about discipline, which Dawn had read in 2 Peter, but I'm going to read a little bit different version here. It says, "So, dear brothers, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen, and then you will never stumble and fall away. God will open the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you believe in the Bible, these verses make church very important." Now, the third reason, another really important reason for attending church, is to get to hear and are taught God's word in Sunday school and the service. Let me ask you a question. If you were to miss a Sunday here at Faith, where would you get the opportunity to have the word taught and preached? For many of us, this is the only time we will receive relevant biblical insight that will help us for godly living. As Karen said on Promotion Sunday, bring your kids to Sunday school and church because they are our future. We need to teach them the ways of the Lord, which will help them all throughout their lives. And you know, I can kind of relate to this. As a member of our CE youth group many years ago, like you kids are now, one year for Youth Sunday, our leaders helped the group set up a panel discussion on how the church operates and the importance of going to church. We asked a person from Presbyterian Women, Session, Deacons, Trustees, Sunday School, and a few from the congregation. I was asked to moderate this panel. So I dutifully received the questions to ask from our advisors. I started asking the members of the panel one by one like I was supposed to. I was just basically going through the motions. About halfway through, Mark and Barb's mom, Helen Hackett, whom was on the deacon board, looked at me and said, "Hey Dave, what is your opinion on that question?" Oh boy, I was not prepared for her question. This was not part of the script. I can't quite remember how I muddled through that, but I know to this day, I strive to pay attention and do things in and for the church with a purpose. This is why church is important to me. Okay, in conclusion, just about everyone has a cell phone, right? These are wonderful devices. You get to figure out where you're going down the street with them. You get to go on YouTube and find out how to fix stuff. If you're interested in the grain prices, you can go to McCullough Grain website. And they are very useful, and they're wonderful things. But you know what? If you don't plug this in tonight, it's a complete useless device tomorrow. It is no good at all. So if we don't come to church, a faith church or someplace, each Sunday, and use the device that never gets old, which is a Bible, you will be better as a person. See, you don't want the risk to be the same as the cell phone. Let us pray. We are thankful for the blessings bestowed upon Faith Church. As we strive for partnering with God and through Pastor Anthony in our leadership roles as a congregation, doing as Jesus commanded to us through the Great Commission. In Christ's name, amen.